החי והי, למען החי והי, למען החי, החי והי, הדבן השלום בך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבא שטוב לך.
בסיריות.
Preparation in the tens.
בהמשך לשיעור שהיה אתמול, אני אקריא כל מיני קטעים.
In accordance with the lesson we had yesterday, I'll read some excerpts related to the preparation to the lesson. Let's all listen. Each one will listen to what I'm saying, and each one examines himself in respect to these sentences. Everyone ready?
Coleman?
You ready? No need, he's awake. Alright. It is forbidden to raise a personal request. I'll say a sentence, we'll wait a few seconds and we'll continue. So, it's forbidden to raise a personal request. Our requests are only for the group. Did you hear the second sentence? Our requests are only for the sake of the group. Our requests are only for the sake of the general populace, for everyone.
אני מקבל על עצמי להזכיר אחד
לשני. I take it upon myself to remind others that one must pray for the public. I take it upon myself to remind others that one must pray for the public.
שנעשה סדנה קצרה.
Okay, now we'll hold a short workshop on the subject of how, throughout the lesson, I'll remind the friends to pray for the collective, for the public. How will I remind the friends during the lesson to pray for the public?
Through examples.
Examples and thought.
By living in the lesson and not asking questions out of myself.
Exaggerated awareness and exaggerated thoughts and ponderings.
Participation in the lesson with an intention.
I'll ask the Creator to do His part to connect us all together with the help of the workshops that perhaps we'll hold.
By thinking that He will succeed in that, and by concern for the alertness of the friends next to me.
It's personal responsibility as well as general responsibility, and also a request addressed to the Creator. It's very important, the examples, as we said. And
yes, we will make all efforts on our behalf and ask the Creator that He will guard us so that we will be able to be in this lesson for the friends.
We have to constantly try to feel what the collective lacks. We need to constantly try and feel what the collective lacks. How do I support the collective? How do I support the collective? How do I build the collective? How do I build the collective? How do I connect everyone together in order to build a place for the revelation of the Creator? That's a workshop question. How do I connect everyone together in order to create a place for the Creator's revelation?
Yes, mostly by thought and through prayer.
First of all, to feel responsible for this, and each of us needs to take responsibility over it and to work towards that.
Yes, to take responsibility and perform actual actions. Not only take responsibility, but take actual actions in order to help each other to remember that we came here to acquire and attain the quality of bestowal, and to also create a place for all of the friends to perform such actions.
First of all, before everything else, to want it, to understand the importance of this, and to pay proper attention to the understanding of the internality of this thing called making the friends connect, making the ten connect. We need to think about it and to conduct a scrutiny regarding what it is, if I want it or not, and then how to want it more.
I'll repeat the question. How do I connect everyone in order to build a place for the revelation of the Creator? How do I connect everyone in order to build a place for the revelation of the Creator?
I need to make the effort and to ask the Creator to help me, to help the friends, to build a lack for connection, this common lack. That's the place for the Creator's revelation.
First of all, to hear from you your deficiency for connection, to be included in it, and the connection is done not by us but by the Creator, so to demand of Him to realize it.
Yes, and in order to achieve a demand towards the Creator, we need to invest all of our energies in the connection between us, to devise tactics, to create opportunities, and to ask the Creator to truly connect us.
Yes, because we don't have the ability naturally to do it, so examples from the friends help a lot. Personal example, giving them that to the friends helps a lot in this responsibility and a request to complete this action.
Yes, because it's not a question, how do I do it? It's a question, how do we do it? How this whole vessel holds everyone in mutual responsibility, in alvut, towards each other.
Out of the lesson yesterday, we must not raise a personal request ever. It's forbidden. It will actually cause harm. Harm means that we will not get a response even, and it might even be worse. In order to direct us how to raise requests, so it will be only for the benefit of the public. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. Until we study that, we will not succeed. The study can be only with the help of the group. When each one reminds the others that we all take upon ourselves the obligation, this commitment, that we will remind each other constantly that we have to pray only for the public, that in that we must have the Creator so that we will be able to reach a common clear, and through the common clear to also bring the light that is required by all of the people of Israel and the entire world. I'll read that again. We must not raise a personal request ever. It's forbidden. It will even cause harm. Harm means that we will not get a response, and it might even be worse. In order to direct us how to raise requests which are only for the benefit of the public. Israel, the light and the Creator, is one. Until we study that, we will not succeed. The study can be only with the help of the group. When each one reminds the others that we are all taking upon ourselves the obligation, that this commitment, that we will remind this to each other all the time, that we have to pray only for the public, that in by that we will obligate the Creator, be able to reach a common clee, and through the common clee bring all the light that is required by all of Israel and the entire world.
Kavel Hashem Chazak V'yam etzli b'cha V'yam etzli b'cha V'kavel Hashem Kavel Hashem Chazak V'yam etzli b'cha Chazak V'yam
Hello friends, we remind you that we do not use cell phones during the lesson except for friends on duty who have received personal permission to do so. So, anyone asking a question is requested to stand up, to hold the microphone close to his mouth, and to speak loudly and clearly. And we'll be opening the writings of Baal HaSulam. We'll be reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, starting with item 175. Now, continuing with silent preparation.
Hope strongly for the Lord. Hope strongly for the Lord means, first of all, to ascribe everything that is happening to the Creator. My thoughts, my desires, all of my actions, all the actions that happen in the world, which I feel, which I understand, which I do not understand, which influence me, it is all only the Creator. That's the first thing. The second thing is that my response for what is happening, the way that I accept it, this is also arranged for me by the Creator. After I'm aware of it, about the entrances and exits in my awareness, then I can begin, perhaps, to distinguish where here is my free response, if at all. But first of all, we need to ascribe to there is none else besides him everything that happens to me in my brain, in my heart, in my perception, in my response. It is all to him. Otherwise, I exist in an imaginary reality.
Mm-hmm.